A gunshot by Aspen's mayor triggered the start of Stage 2 of the USA Pro Challenge on Tuesday. More than 120 spandex-clad riders clicked into action and sped through downtown. As they pedaled toward Independence Pass, they left behind a resort with mixed feelings. At the restaurant Aspen Over Easy, business was hopping on Monday. Owner Mladen Todorovic says business was good.
Like last year it was really bad, so I actually expected to be like bad. But this year I gotta say it's much better. As far as the business wise, I don't know if it's maybe the proximity of all this or some reason. But yesterday we got super slammed and today was quite busy as well.
It was a different story for retailers on the Snowmass Mall. The racers and their entourage were staying at local lodges, but few made their way into shops. Some business owners were disappointed, saying they extended hours and pulled in more staff for what they thought would be gangbuster days. Instead, sales were slow. One retail employee who didn't want to be named said business was the slowest since mid-June. Another told us they had exactly two sales all day. It's not a surprise. In past years, retailers across the state have reported dismal sales to race spectators.
I think we have to be pay closest attention to our sales tax receipts, and we want to know if they're what the economic impact in town was. I'm hopeful that we'll see some bump. I don't expect record numbers.
Aspen Mayor Steve Skadron says the city will evaluate the economic benefit of the race in the coming weeks. Each year, the city solicits reactions from businesses through a survey. Last year, hotels saw the biggest boost during the race, while retailers suffered the most. For her part, Kelly Vaughn says she's heard good things from business owners. Vaughn is director of communications for the town of Snowmass Village.
We are going to be following up, looking at the economic impacts, the benefits, but so far all of the feedback anecdotally has been quite positive.
Bill Tomsich works with the local race organizing committee as the director of operations. He says they've tweaked planning for the race since it started 3 years ago to better accommodate businesses.
You know, in the case of Aspen, the first year that the event was hosted here, a lot of the restaurants were effectively fenced in and had significant impacts on their business. And it was after learning some of the consequences and the impacts of the way the race venue was set up the first year that resulted in some changes.
He says pros outweigh cons because the race brings visitors to town during one of the quietest weeks in the summer. Aspen Mayor Steve Skadron says to understand the benefit of the race, one has to take the long view. Economic benefits, he says, may not be felt on race day. Instead, the payback comes years down the road.
You know, the idea behind the race wasn't necessarily searching for a one-day bump in sales. It's really about the long-term impact an international marketing event like this one can have on our town.
He thinks businesses will benefit more in the future as planning is perfected and the race grows in popularity. It's little comfort, though, for the businesses that didn't benefit this time around. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Marcy Krivenin.